you look at Duncan Bannatyne.
Yeah.
Right? You think he's got loads of money, massive businesses, much bigger than mine.
Mm.
He might be rubbish at sex.
What?
We're just a couple of business anchors. Welcome to the Business Anchors Podcast. This jingle is slightly too long. This jingle is slightly too long.
What about you, Lloyd? What other kind of things make you happy that the anchors can learn
from? I've got one more kind of point, and it's not, I don't think it's as cringy this time, just so you know.
Finally.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not going to do that again. But something that I really have learned over the years and I think will be really useful is, have you heard the saying, comparison is the thief of joy?
Yes, we literally have a podcast episode titled that from ages ago.
Do we?
Yeah. That is an early one, though.
My memory is not as good
That'll
as yours.
Be years ago, yeah.
I can't remember who said it, but someone good, probably.
Mm.
And I, something that I've, so not just that, that's not just my point, but I think a lot of us compare ourselves to others, but we only compare the best bits about others. So like...
That's a good point.
So people that put things on social media, like...
The highlight reel.
Look at my like beach body or whatever, and we compare ourselves and go, oh, my body isn't as good as that. But that's the thing they're best at.
Yes.
Right? They might be
rubbish. They're a terrible parent.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But like, so Lionel Messi is great at football. Mm. You might be better at him than cooking, but he doesn't put online... Look at this omelet. So you can go, my omelets are better.
Mm.
He goes, look at these hundreds of goals I've scored. And you're like, oh, I wish I was better at football. Mm. And like that Love Island star that's got that beach bod and stuff, the great beach bod.
Ooh. Which one's that?
I don't watch it. There's one called Kem. Is that right?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Oh, okay. Don't know. Yeah. But so they might have this excellent body and you're comparing your body to theirs. That's their best thing that they put most time into. And they might be rubbish with their relationships with friends and family. My final example, which I think is the best one. You look at Duncan Bannatyne.
Yeah.
Right? You think he's got loads of money, massive businesses, much bigger than mine.
Mm.
He might be rubbish at sex.
What?
So... You don't see online, oh, another disappointing night for my wife. Whereas you could be much better at that than him. So don't always compare yourself
to
the best
bits. I was not
expecting
everyone. That.
But you know what I mean? We always compare ourselves to what everyone else is best at.
Yeah.
Maybe don't, by the way, Duncan.
We know you're listening.
Yeah. You might be great. It might be. I'm in. I'm out. I'm in. I'm out. is that his accent? I was trying to do a Dragon's Den reference of I'm out. Sorry, I used to be on it.
Oh, God.
But yeah, my point without the stupid examples, why do we compare ourselves to what everyone's best at and ignore every other aspect of their life and make us feel less happy because of that?
I've got another cringy quote to reinforce this that I've just thought of that I've seen someone else, you know, do an Instagram quote online.
Yeah.
That it's, you know, this is anecdotal, but they say like, don't compare your first step to someone else's 10,000th step.
Yeah.
It's like we could look at someone like Gary Vaynerchuk, who's got a marketing agency of hundreds of people. He's been doing it for years and think, why are we not doing that?
Oh, his video's better than that one we've just put on Instagram. He's got a team of 3,000 people.
Even another examples, I've looked at, sometimes I have, and when we did the episode, Comparison is a Thief of Joy, go and listen to it if you're interested. I remember giving an example of like, I have found myself looking at other agencies who started after us, who look to be more successful, and found myself comparing them to them and was like, that point I made about your first step to their 100th, I didn't think that counted. I was like, why are they way more successful? And then sometimes when you look more into it, like they've already had two businesses before that and like built that up, and then so like you need to understand, you don't always have the context for all these situations, and I just don't think It's useful to...
It's also, again, Dan, comparing their best bits. So you might see this agency owner you're comparing to yourself, be like, why has their business grown faster than ours? But then you might be way happier with your relationships outside of work because they work every minute of the day. So you're kind of, again, comparing their best
bits.
Thing,
where
it's like they don't exercise, they don't go to the gym, they're not as healthy as you are. But you don't go, oh, look at that agency owner. I definitely lift heavier weights than them.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I hope you anchors have enjoyed this episode. I've really enjoyed... I like the positive ones like this. It's nice to like just talk about...
I'm feeling happy.
Good.
And I'm just... Yeah, I reckon there's loads of stuff that I'm better at Duncan Bannatyne.
Like what?
Like, I reckon I can cook a better risotto than him.
Yeah. Grow a better beard.
Yeah, possibly.
Do you smell your farts?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. That's a great example.
I think you could.
Yeah, and I think there's loads of stuff that you can do better than him as well.
You could probably leave us a review better than him.
I reckon you could. Because Duncan Bannatyne, he's probably got like so much going on, he wouldn't have time to leave us a 5-star review. But compared to him, you could be so much better.
Yeah.
So thanks, guys.
Go and do it.
Yeah, go and do it. Just comparison's the thief of joy. So don't compare yourself to people who haven't left reviews. I don't know if that makes sense, really.
I don't know.
Sorry, guys.
Shall we end it here?
Yeah, I think we should, guys.
Cool.
Just before you go, we want to take a second to talk about our podcast sponsors, Adobe Express. Adobe Express enables anyone to quickly and easily create standout social graphics, logos, flyers, banners, and more on the web and mobile. There are so many amazing features and benefits to using Adobe Express. You can choose from thousands of beautifully designed templates to inspire you and get started. You can quickly remove a background, convert JPEG to PNG, videos to GIFs, merge videos, change video speeds, and more. Apply your brand to your content in just a tap and collaborate with your colleagues through shared templates and libraries. You'll also get access to the entire diverse, royalty-free Adobe Stock photo collection created by the world's best professionals and choose from over 20,000 licensed Adobe fonts, as well as their collection of curved typesets, grids, and exquisite font pairings. You can apply standout photo effects in seconds, discover easy bite-sized tips to get you started on the Learn tab, or connect on one of their creator community spaces to stay close to our team and fellow users. Now that's a lot of features to get your teeth into. Click the link in the description of the episode to give Adobe Express a go today, and we'll see you next week.